I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 12 of India's 28 states have put anti-conversion laws on the books. Last month, Maharashtra state leaders announced that they would do the same, but the stakes are high. India has the most unreached people groups in the world. According to the Joshua Project, 1.39 billion people. Christians trying to spread the gospel face accusations, attacks, and imprisonment from the anti-conversion laws. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it's dangerously easy to fall afoul.
Oh, you invited someone to church. Oh, there was music playing at your church and someone heard it outside and walked inside and heard the gospel. Well, that was enticement. That was illegal enticement.
India's constitution promises religious freedom, yet persecution is driven by the Hindu majority government itself. Pray earnestly for favor and gospel advance in India. And then solar-powered radios give Haitians access to the Bible, Christian teachings, and worship. Here's Kate Michelle from Radio TV 4VEH, a ministry partner of Transworld Radio.
All day, every day, they get to listen to the Bible, which for many people is the first time they've ever owned a Bible.
The solar-powered radio is an upgrade from the wooden box radios that 4VEH distributed in Haiti's remote areas back in the 1960s. But now it has a solar panel for easy recharging.
The whole project is called Resounding Hope because we long to hear the hope of Jesus resounding through Haiti's countryside, across the mountain, and all of that.
These radios provide daily access to the gospel, as well as programs on farming, health, family counseling, and worship music. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.